This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Now that the coronavirus has most of the world sheltering in place and staying at home is the new normal, there are a few critical questions regarding ongoing care and health maintenance. One area of care that affects all of us is ongoing dental care and well-being. What are safe guidelines and best bets for taking good care of our teeth during COVID-19? Joining us today is Dr. Charles Sutera, the founder of Aesthetic Smile Reconstruction, who is a leader in delivering advanced multidisciplinary dentistry. And Dr. Sutera, always great to have you with us on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Certainly always our pleasure to have you, and thanks for all you do in the space and for taking another moment to be with us here today. So first of all, today, what is the best daily care routine people should be engaging in to keep their teeth at their healthiest?
Great question. So here's the thing, we're looking at a bit of Greek mythology right now. Normal objects have become like Trojan horses entering our home with the virus on it. It's really kind of impacting our lives and changing our routines. And the change of routine can often lead us to, you know, lacking in our oral hygiene, and different routines that we normally just kind of hit autoplay on kind of changes that up a little bit. So I came up with a few tips. I wanted to share them with you guys and kind of go over things and see what I can do to help lead you through this with your oral health. The first thing is be mindful, not panic. Keep calm, try to practice meditation and yoga. Just try to relax with things and try to maintain some sort of a normal routine to keep normal activities going, like exercise. And that normal routine will help to lead yourself to follow in good health practices, and that'll help you to take care of your oral health as well. Second thing is keep your hands away from your mouth. I know we talk a lot about washing our hands, but the big thing is that we often touch our faces, and that can often lead germs right into our mouth and our face. So as well as washing them, keep your hands away from the mouth. Third thing is stay hydrated. Drink plenty of water. The big thing with water, it helps to hydrate us and increase our saliva. And the saliva has extra antibodies and different agents that help to rid the body of bacteria and viruses. So by staying hydrated, it actually helps us to keep our teeth healthy as well as our immune system up. And then the fourth thing is beware of the quarantine sweet tooth. You probably noticed the grocery stores are pretty much empty in the flour and yeast department. I think that a lot of people are at home baking and, you know, making cookies and cakes and things because there's not a whole lot to do right now. So what that leads to is, you know, a lot of people are munching on sweets throughout the day, and that can have a big impact on our oral health and cause cavities and different things. So just be mindful of having a normal diet and maintaining the good principles that you always have. And the fifth thing is limit alcohol and smoking. The studies have shown when stress is increased, you know, we tend to do things that we really shouldn't do to kind of cope. You know, so smoking and alcohol, it makes us more susceptible to those things. So that weakens our immune system, also weakens the oral health, but make sure you're avoiding those things.
And fantastic information to get things rolling here today. Now, what can people do in lieu of their regular cleaning and checkup habits or schedules? And are there any at-home substitutes for this important regular care?
Yeah, I think it's a question that a lot of patients have. I mean, you know, we're trying to protect one side of our health, which is our overall health, but, you know, there's other health issues that happen during this time that can crop up. And, you know, one of those things is oral health pain and symptoms that, you know, what happens when that happens during this time? So what do you do? Basically, just kind of try to prevent it as best you can is the first thing. You know, brushing twice a day, flossing once a day, and using an at-home fluoride mouth rinse, that's a good start. You know, limit sugary foods, limit different agents like alcohol and smoking. That'll all help you to prevent things. If you do have an issue, don't be afraid. So basically, you basically just want to call your doctor and dentist and go over what's going on. And sometimes they can even call in a prescription over the phone to kind of get you by for this period of time. If they do want you to go into the office, don't be overly anxious. You know, they follow strict CDC guidelines, and this is something that, you know, these guidelines dentists have practiced all along, so it's not anything that's unusual for us to maintain. you know, maintaining the safety of infectious disease in the office is standard routine. So if you do have to go in the office, don't worry. I think the biggest thing that why we're trying to limit patient interaction is for the overall good of the community, not so much for individual safety as much, because the goal is basically to reduce the amount of masks and gloves that we're using so the hospitals have that, and then also to prevent the spread so the hospitals don't get overwhelmed. So that's the key to this whole thing. But in terms of going to the dentist, if you need to go, it's okay to call the dentist and see if they need to see you.
And certainly do appreciate those solid pointers right there. Thanks for that. Now, looking at aesthetics, what about aesthetics, and are there things we could be doing during this time to keep our smiles bright and white as well?
Well, you know, I think it's one of those times that, you know, aesthetics probably kind of go on the back burner for a lot of people because, you know, it kind of shows the priorities that we have right now. We're all kind of in the same boat and, you know, just trying to kind of get by and maintain. And that's good. So I think the key to this whole thing is just preventing aesthetic issues from happening, essentially. So we talked a lot about, you know, how boredom leads to different routines that you may not typically do, like baking cookies and eating sweets and drinking coffee throughout the day more than you really should because you're at home all day. Try to limit those things. You know, the sugar eats away at the enamel of the teeth and the coffee stains the teeth. So, you know, if you can prevent bathing the teeth with these types of things throughout the day, that's going to help you to just kind of amplify your aesthetics without really doing a whole lot to invest the change in it.
Certainly is timely to have you come on and cover this during this time today. We are with Dr. Charles Sutera, once again, the founder of Aesthetic Smile Reconstruction, who is a leader in delivering advanced multidisciplinary dentistry. And he's joined us once again here on eHealth Radio's Cosmetic Dentistry and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now tell us, what are the guidelines for when to seek dental care? And is there a list of symptoms or signs that indicates urgent care is needed?
So it's pretty simple. So if you have a dental concern, you can basically break it down to a simple recipe of five categories of when you would need to see a doctor or a dentist during this time frame, social distancing. The first is swelling. So if you have a swelling in your mouth or some sort of area around your face that is swollen, you're having trouble breathing because of that swelling, or swelling is just very painful, that's a good cause to call your dentist immediately. The second is uncontrolled bleeding. So if you have a part of your mouth or something around your mouth that's bleeding and you don't know how to stop it or it's not stopping after several minutes, that's another good reason to see a doctor and a dentist. Third is pain. If you have pain that's moderate to severe for more than a day or two, definitely call your dentist. Trauma, if you unfortunately suffer an accident, like a motor vehicle accident, and you have some sort of accident that affects your mouth or your teeth, or if you slip and fall and injure a tooth, definitely call your dentist for that. And the fifth is more of a general category, and that just basically has to do with the underlying conditions that the person has. So if a patient is actively undergoing chemotherapy or has uncontrolled diabetes or has some sort of systemic health issue that's underlying, that's layered on top of a dental issue that might crop up, even a minor dental condition should be reported to your dentist just to make sure that everything's, you know, okay to wait until social distancing passes by.
We certainly do appreciate your joining us once again, and certainly a unique situation. I'm sure a lot of listeners were thankful for the information provided here today on many facets when it comes to our dental health. As we conclude today, and you mentioned it earlier, there have been so many warnings to keep our hands away from our mouth and faces. Tell us why this is so important. Take that further as we conclude today.
Great question. So I think the population has never been as educated with washing our hands as this year. So here's the thing with washing our hands. It makes pretty much clear sense that if you wash your hands or remove the germs, you're going to have less germs, you know, influenced into your system. But the thing is, that's not the only thing. That's only one side of the coin. So when we're stressed, and typically throughout the day without even noticing it, we'll touch our this study that show we'll touch our face at least 15 times per hour without even consciously realizing it. And, you know, subconsciously touching your face or touching your mouth introduces germs into the mouth and the body very easily. It's almost like an expressway to the body. So even though you're washing your hands, you might kind of slip and accidentally touch something, but then touch your mouth very easily, introducing germs to the body. One of the classic things that that happen and why this occurs is nail biting and chewing on things like pens and pencils. So you just be mindful of that. And it's an easier thing that's said than done to break, but you want to be careful. There was actually studies that show that 76% of people who chewed their nail had E. coli in their saliva compared to 26% of people who didn't bite the nails. So that's pretty clear that, you know, just that simple habit greatly influences the amount of chance that you have to add bacteria to your body and your saliva. So be mindful to wash your hands, but also be mindful to not introduce germs to your body by touching your face or touching your mouth, chewing your nails throughout the day as best you can.
Certainly a fantastic place to conclude. Really appreciate your visit with us once again. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on your practice there, Aesthetic Smile Reconstruction, and how they could be in touch. Where's the best place to do so online?
Definitely on Instagram, at Dr. Sutera is my handle name.
And certainly do appreciate the option to be in direct contact with you via Instagram. Again, Dr. Sutera, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Great speaking with you.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Charles Sutera, the founder of Aesthetic Smile Reconstruction, who is a leader in delivering advanced multidisciplinary dentistry. And for further details online, visit aestheticsmilereconstruction.com. And for direct contact, visit Instagram. You can contact him directly there at Dr. spelled out Sutera. Again, that is at Dr. Sutera. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.